At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Today is Wednesday, which means after the show goes off the air, we then do a bonus show called Klein Alley Showtime. It's uncensored. It's available in podcast form only. And already there's requests for what today's episode should be.
Formal request to have all Showtime episodes be you guys high as balls. Monday's show is incredible. Also, please don't get a DUI on your way home, you high idiots.
No one drove intoxicated, and I don't think that we'll be doing any more high broadcasting for at least between now and Cinco de Mayo.
No, I think the wellness check from our boss made sure that wasn't going to happen again.
Yeah.
And you can't have both. You can't ask us to take more edibles, but then tell us not to drive home high.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, where's our bowl of gummies, by the way? I don't even know where that went. Vanessa,
I threw it in the trash.
What?
I said, do you guys want these vitamins or is it trash?
Oh, because all the good ones got eaten by us during the show?
Yes.
Oh, so
the rest was vitamins.
All right, good. You did the right thing.
Yeah, chuck those vitamins. Flush them right down the toilet.
Well, God forbid any of us took two more.
Yeah, I took a few more. Yeah.
He took the magic.
I took the magic. 200 milligrams of magic.
Yeah, you were really feeling at the end of the show.
Coursing through my veins. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but, you know, it's funny. Jake, who always is, you know, I think he is the most financially irresponsible on the show. I think we voted that.
Runs in my family.
And that's because he, you know, as soon as he gets a dollar, he immediately spends it on, and it's never something he needs. It's always something that he wants, that if he'd really thought about it, it's all impulsive buys. And I get it, Jake, I'm an impulsive guy too, but like, you know.
You're not necessarily good with money either.
I'm not good with it, but at least I'd like to say I'm better with it than Jake in the sense that I will buy an impulsive, stupid thing. But Jake, you know, the guy's got no walls left in his shack, and he's still buying more posters, stupid posters.
Yeah, like you literally can't use the things that you're buying.
But Jake just inherited some stuff, or I don't even know how he got this. He got, according to Omar, I don't even think Jake knows what he has, because Omar is saying that Jake just got a bunch of stuff that he believes has real value. For the first time ever, Jake has something of value.
Yeah, it's all like analog, old radio gear, preamps, amplifiers, reel-to-reels. I mean, this is stuff only like radio geeks would like, you know, to see.
Yeah, or sound file, audio files, whatever.
Absolutely.
People that are into that. So, and Jake, someone just gave this to you, Jake?
Yeah, this old broadcaster who's like 80 plus years old. He was retiring and he had this home studio and he just wanted
to
get rid of it.
80 plus years old?
I guess. That's, I mean, he was still
Klein,
doing
we're
going to
be doing this for a while.
Yeah, sadly, we don't have a good retirement plan. We just got to keep working.
Well, he lived on the top of a hill in Rancho's Palos Verdes in a gated community. He was doing very well.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And how do you know this guy?
I don't. He was like a friend of a friend.
Are you serious?
He basically said, we have to unload a bunch of nerdy gear. Does anyone know a nerd? And this guy's like, I know Jake the nerd. And then you got, somehow he just gave you all this stuff?
Yeah, I drove over to his house last Sunday, and we took about like an hour and a half to load like my car up with a bunch of stuff. And yeah, it all weighs a ton. That's how you know it's expensive and good stuff.
This is stuff from what, the 60s, 70s?
I would say this is like state of the art in like the 90s.
Because reel to reel is old.
Sounds old.
It does.
Yeah, it was early 90s, you know, when I think we were still using carts at the time.
And Omar claims, because Omar knows this stuff, because he's a professional DJ, DJOmarKhan.com.
Thank you.
He claims that the stuff that Jake just grabbed from this guy. Jake, do you have any idea what you think this is worth? Because Omar gave us a number off the air.
The wife was telling me, like, you know, the reel to reel machine was like 10 grand or whatever.
What?
But who knows what you can get for it? It's like it's super heavy and big and awkward. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but so
the reel-to-reel machine, I am seeing various posts, and they're all around $40,000.
Oh wow!
That they're selling for $40,000, and the preamp that I wanted, the lowest that I found was $1,000.
Okay, Jake,
Jake's gonna
guys,
blow
we
this
need
somehow.
To talk about this.
Yeah, he is gonna blow it.
Jake's because gonna
this
blow
is,
it.
He doesn't. I told him. He can't handle this kind of money, and I think this should be something where
we have to
control
intervene.
It.
Yeah, Jake.
Or
we
give him an allowance.
We have to do that thing that Britney Spears had for a while. With you. We got to do it.
She's worth that much.
I'm
and
serious.
Then we go to court and go, look at this painting.
Yeah, Jake.
He paid $40
Jake,
for this painting.
Jake, we got to do a conservatorship or whatever it's called on you. We have to because you're too, you can't have nice things. Like I know that this seems not nice because the average person wouldn't even know what this is, but Omar claims that the stuff you just got from this guy, that he was just going to get rid of. I mean, he didn't charge you for it or anything? Nothing?
No, they're just happy to let me get out of the house and like clear the room after turning the bedroom.
Because that kind of stuff is very hard to dispose of, too. You can't just chuck it in the trash.
It is, like, especially if for an old man, like, it's super heavy and awkward, and yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
So Jake now has this stuff in total. That's just one thing we talked about that Omar says could be worth $40,000. If you add up all the stuff you got, Omar says you could be potentially close to six figures worth of stuff you just got.
No way.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You just got to find the right buyer, dude.
You need to find another radio nerd who has a lot of money and wants to buy all this crap off of you.
How are we gonna find that nerd?
Jake's gonna end up selling it to himself somehow.
He's gonna, and I got it. It's a cool beetle wheel. Whoa. It's purple.
He's going to post it and then respond to his own post.
He's going
to
bid $40,000 on his own machine.
I'll take it. He's going to somehow lose money.
Only
himself.
Me is interested.
There's one guy. Oh, he's very close. This will be convenient. Oh, look, it's already here.
eBay's like, we're just making money off of this idiot selling and reselling himself.
I'll make a profit.
Pay the fee every time. All right, well, that's exciting. Jake, future millionaire, Jake the Nerd.
Woo!
With his nerdy radio gear. And please just give it to Omar. He really wants it.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
K-Rock. Joseph, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. 800-520-1067. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Sweet Divots.
Sweet Divots.
I got an idea for Jake the Nerd with all that nerd equipment.
Go ahead.
He has to take it to the pawn shop now that he has something of worth.
You know,
we just discussed that.
We were having this conversation off the air a moment ago, so it's fascinating that you're calling and a lot of people saying the same thing. I don't know why, Jake, you don't think the pawn shop would be of interest to this? Because even watching you lug this thing around would be hilarious because it's so heavy.
It's ridiculous. So heavy. I'm surprised I got it out of the car by myself.
Yeah. Do you think the pawn shop would have finally, this would be the first time you would go to the pawn shop with something of value, but do you think they would even understand the value or they just want gold and watches over there?
The dad or the patriarch there, he's into like weird retro like 60s stuff, so he might be into it.
Who's that, Koala?
Yeah, I think Koala or Nick, who knows?
Koala!
is that the guy?
Mama.
I don't care about that either, trust me.
That's what she would say.
Yeah, Mama doesn't care about a lot of the stuff you bring.
But also, they would not give me what it's worth. Obviously, it's a pawn shop.
If you made this money, if Omar's right and you're able to correctly sell this and you get a good amount of money, what do you plan on doing with it?
I didn't think that far ahead yet.
But, I mean, you're going to spend it immediately, correct? The Magic the Gathering stuff or T-shirts or something?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to be bought, for sure.
Right. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
But Jake, how much money have you ever had in a savings account at any given time? What's the most?
The most? Yeah, the most.
Easily like $500. Easy.
That was the most.
Oh, my God.
That's
like
a grown
ass man, dude.
So the most was $500.
Maybe.
I don't even save up money for something.
Jeff Rowe on K-Rock. Good morning. Hi.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show. How you been?
Good. What can we do for you?
Good. Yeah. So actually, I'm very familiar with this kind of stuff because I used to be a radio DJ and we used to work with carts and reel-to-reel machines. Yeah. Something like this, I mean, can be worth a lot of money if you can actually find the buyer. That's the catch.
Yeah.
You got to find like a music, like a Beck or someone who like loves music.
Yeah, like a musician, a successful musician who's like, super into old radio.
Like Danny Elfman or something like that.
Yeah,
like
my best friend.
Yeah, these are the people that I think would like pay good money for this stuff.
We also know people, they just use it for decoration. Like they'll have it in their house. Like they like want like a faux recording studio room in their McMansion, but it's it doesn't work.
Right. They just want it to look cool. They're never going to turn it on.
You know, like the Grammy Museum has it. There's a couple of those recording studios in Hollywood.
Yeah, stuff, that's another point, though. A museum?
Yeah, but that, I think you have to donate that, though. And Jake's not going to do that. Yeah, he's too selfish.
So I was going to tell him he was just having a hard time finding people. It's, the simple word is forum. Like, you just look up these forums for the recording equipment, reel-to-reels, amps, preamps, like all that stuff. And, like, yeah, you'll find, like, a club collection of people who want to, like, talk about this stuff, work on it. There's YouTube videos of how to still use it.
God, I wonder what the dating history is like in that forum.
Definitely a lot different than Penthouse Forum, one of the finest publications ever. All right, hold on, Jeffro. Thank you for the information. Jake, you got to go find a forum where you can talk to some other audio nerds, and then you can unload it. People are going to want this, man. I'm just telling you.
But you got to do the work, it sounds like. And I don't know if Jake's willing to do the work.
Hey, Omar, I feel like you could lowball Jake right now and get it. Like, I feel like Jake would like cash in hand over this thing. And I feel like if you offered him $50, he would probably take it and you would have this thing.
Jake, I'll offer you $75 for the reel-to-reel machine and the preamp.
Oh, my God. I was going to take
$60. That's it?
I was going to take
All right. Well, that's good. Further proof, Jake
Omar's
is not
a millionaire.
Jake's not good with money, and Omar's somehow gotten richer, so it's unbelievable. Quick break, back with your news. Then we're going to jab Allie's butt so she can get pregnant.
Yeah,
that is a real thing that's happening on the show today. No jokes. That is real, and that will be all happening on K-Rock.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.